Now, your mother's occupation, how would you list that?
She was a housewife.
Housewife. And your mother and father's education, how far along were they?
My mother went through high school and to 1 or 2 years of what they called a female college in those days. It was in Thomasville, Georgia. And that was where they finished their studies and learned domestic science and music and different things like that. And to make a home. But she never did aspire to having any business at all. And then my father's family. Did you want grandparents?
Yes. Well, first off, your father's education, then you know.
Well, Daddy didn't go to school too high. He didn't ever get to high school, but he had his mother's sister was a teacher. And she gathered all the little children and taught them. And they didn't go through the school, but they studied under Aunt Mattie.
And another thing, they kept on studying because there's never an end to study.
Right.
And my father was still in the last day of
his life. He always called that room that he had his draft boy in his line. He had bookcases full of books. And he
never stopped.
And he was about as well educated as you run across. And he was also studied because
of Kentucky. MICC.
There's two C's.
MICCOSUKEE.
I was
going to like it sound. And it was a city, Miccosukee, but she was near Monticello. MONTICELLO.
Okay. I got Monticello right anyway.
I wouldn't know how to spell it myself if I didn't go to the man.
So your maternal grandparents came from Scotland. Grandfather was born 3 months after they arrived from Scotland. Mm-hmm. Came through North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Now your paternal grandparents.
Grandfather was born out of Hawkinsville, Georgia, on a farm. And his father was, my great grandfather was born in North Carolina. And they came on down into Georgia after that. And they came, his mother came from, my daddy's grandmother came from England. Great-grandmother. And then his grandfather was over here from Ireland. So we're British. It's all the way around.
Okay.
My grandmother was born in Mississippi, Florida. And her father was born in Tennessee. Her father was born in Tennessee. And he married a girl down in Alabama. So grandmother was born in Alabama. And my grandfather, which was my grandmother's father, was here in Miami during the Seminole Wars and helped to build the Fort Dallas right here on the Lima River. The old Fort Dallas building. When they were building forts.
I was down on the river, but it's since been moved down.
But it was
for the old Fort Dallas Park. Now it's on the river.
He used to tell them when he went back from the Indian Wars what a beautiful place this was because it was not a city then. But that was way back in the Civil War. But anyway, he was here during the Seminole Wars, and he called the Miami River the Sweetwater Creek because it was such a beautiful sweet water. And it was so lovely. And I heard the other day when they said the Miami really meant sweet water.